From the KBI Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abigail Corson. A new report from the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials says together 23 states spent more than $1 billion this past winter responding to the weather. KBIA's Stephen Anthony looked at how Columbia stacked up.
Stephen Sapp of Columbia Public Works said Columbia spent $627,000 this past winter to remove the snow and ice. That number includes just over $470,000 in equipment and materials. He says Columbia is lucky to have a constant price for materials like road salt.
We're fortunate in Columbia and Boone County in that we have a long-term contract, so it's held our cost to about $64 per ton delivered over the past several years, and we have another year or two remaining on that contract.
Sapp says the $627,000 figure could rise once the city gets some more figures at the end of the fiscal year on October 1st. Stephen Anthony, KBIA News.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says continued revenue growth means he can release an additional $67 million he initially restricted from this year's budget. The money released today includes $10 million in transportation aid for local school districts, $15 million for college scholarships, and millions more in matching funds for building projects in public universities. Nixon had restricted the money last summer to keep the budget balanced, but he says state revenues now are sufficient to spend. Revenues have grown 7.7% this fiscal year, but that's still short of what Nixon's administration says is needed to fully fund the budget. So he is continuing to block the expenditure of $269 million in the budget. Missouri lawmakers made changes to the state's law regarding student transfers. KBIA's Andy Humphrey has more on the proposed bill.
The Missouri House and Senate narrowly passed a bill Tuesday that would allow students to transfer from struggling districts to more accredited districts. It would also lower the cost of tuition paid by the struggling district. The bill gives accreditation status to buildings instead of districts, allowing students to transfer to an accredited school within the district. Republican Representative David Wood is the bill's sponsor. He says despite some opposition, he still thinks the bill is likely to become law.
We all have our thoughts and beliefs as to how we should best treat this issue. This is actually probably the best bill we have sent to the governor at this date.
The bill passed with an 84-73 vote in the House, with the majority of Democrats voting no. Governor Jay Nixon now has 15 days to approve or veto the bill. He vetoed the earlier version of the bill last year. Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Jefferson City.
A proposal that would expand Missouri's Medicaid rolls by increasing the amount of assets elderly and disabled people can have and still qualify for the program is heading back to the Missouri Senate. Today, the Missouri House voted 136-8 for a measure that would increase the limit set in 1968. The measure would gradually increase the limits to $5,000 for a single person and $10,000 for a married couple. I'm Abigail Corson, KBIA News, Columbia.